gonna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I wanna win!
Here comes the money!
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Dollar, dollar.
Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition, and with only 2 weeks left in the regular season, you got to know whether a team will show up or if they're going to mail it in. And this is the place, because we are going to have as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. You're hearing us from the WatchEveryGame.com studios. The WatchEveryGame.com box is without a doubt the best thing that Santa could have brought me this year. I am second half Chaz along with Steve on the board. We've got Johnny D.
Hey. We all had a great week last week, but anybody can do it 1 week. Let's get it going, fellas. We got Packers at Cardinals. We got the Bengals at Broncos. Some great games to talk about. I'm ready to get cracking on these.
And Tommy.
Happy Boxing Day to our Canadian listeners.
There you go. I got a great Boxing Day story, but we want to know what the public is thinking. As you know, our callers are the public. You always hear the public's doing this, the public's doing that. Well, this is the front lines of what the public is doing. Give us a call, 866-405-1717. We're in negotiations. As of right now, Steve is still going to pay for that phone call, but the radio station may be cutting back. So call the toll-free while you can, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted. Winners preferred. Let's hit the phone lines. Let's go out to Hector. Hector, you got a winner for us.
Good morning, guys. Absolutely. I was tossing going back and forth whether to go with Green Bay -4.5 because Tyrann Mathieu's injury, I think, is going to hurt Arizona big time. But I'm going to go with my emotions again and take my team, the glorious Pittsburgh Steelers -10. Against the Baltimore Ravens, their offense is clicking now, and their defense is playing much better. Antonio Brown's a beast, unstoppable force, and it's my birthday today, so they're going to celebrate with a victory in my covering -10.
You're a Boxing Day baby, huh?
Oh, yeah, big time. Doesn't help
the Hector,
economy, but...
I got a question, Hector. I thought that whenever those two teams and that whole division, whenever they play each other, I thought all the games were always like 3 points.
Yeah, they always come down to like a field goal or like a last possession thing, but... not having Joe Flacco and their quarterback right now. I don't even know who the hell he is. The guy used to play for the Texans, I think, but Matt Shaw. But I think they called it in. I think they're going to be up for the first half, the Ravens, like emotionally, because of a rivalry game. But the Steelers offense, dude, is off the wall, you know, so I don't think they're going to be able to stop us.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Take it easy.
Johnny D.
Hey, birthday on Boxing Day. There's only one thing to do, and that's to have a box lunch, if you know what I mean. Okay, yeah, this is a... Sorry, a little humor there.
I hope you didn't work on that Christmas in front of your kids.
Here we go, Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens. I got the line at Pittsburgh, 10-point favorites. The Ravens had one tough year, blown out by a lot of people this year. They have a game-time decision at quarterback. Did they just sign another guy to be their fourth... who'd they sign? Kid from Peace, Mallet, maybe?
I don't know. Somebody's playing in four.
I hope he makes the flight.
Anyway, they've been last three games, the Ravens have averaged 11 points per game. They're going to get blown out again by the Steelers. They're 9-5, down 17 last week to Denver. They came back to get the win, 34-27 win, and they're in the playoffs. They've scored 112 points the last three games. I love the Pittsburgh Steelers in this one.
Tommy.
Yeah, you know, usually in these AFC North games, 10 points on a home dog would be just a gift. Except in this situation, Steelers are just a way better team. The Ravens are rudderless without Joe Flacco and Jimmy Clausen, who's actually going to start, not Schaub. No, he's not that good. So, yeah, go ahead and lay your shekels with the Steelers, and they should win by two touchdowns easy.
So, yeah, I took the time this morning to look up some of the playoff standing and probable playoff contenders. Because as you guys know, that's where you're at now. These next 2 weeks, that's why fantasy's over, right? Because these last 2 weeks, you really don't want to put your shekels, as Tommy would say, on teams that have no heart and no reason to be there, and they've literally got their lockers packed and ready to move on. The Patriots have clinched a first-round bye, as well as Carolina, but pretty much everybody else is up for playing, right? Cardinals are in, Packers are in, Seahawks are in the NFC, and only the Bengals and the Patriots are in the AFC, so there's still a lot of games, and tonight's a classic example, because I think if Washington wins, they win the division.
They
That's
do.
That's right.
And if they lose, they're 7-8. So, I mean, talk about mediocrity. All right, let me look at that. I want to give Johnny a little shout out because the Chargers covered.
Yeah, a couple of weeks in a row. Is that right? Maybe. Anyway, it was another tough loss. I don't even want to talk about it. I was at the stadium 2 weeks ago, but that Thursday night game was a real pisser once again.
Well, the bottom line is they played hard, came down to the end, and
then they got out-coached by a rookie coach.
Yeah, well, that coach for the Chargers, is, you know, I know a little bit about football.
He doesn't.
I could do his job. There's no doubt in my mind. And honestly, from the get-go this year, there have been a lot of coaches that have done things that I just scratch my head. Are you watching the same game I'm watching? You know what I mean? I sit there and I scratch my head. How could you not call a timeout there? How could you do that? How could you run that play on third and one? You know, I just don't get it sometimes. I think what it is, they try to be so fancy and outsmart themselves. Sometimes you just got to play football, guys, you know?
I 100% agree. I think McCoy is, if not the worst coach in the NFL, he's right up in the bottom three of the worst coaches.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. You know, he came from Denver, and their offense was pretty good. But when I think Denver, I think defensive coordinator is maybe the guy I would want.
He's off the Belichick tree, but he's so far off the Belichick tree, it's not funny. Yeah. He's like the apple that bounced and rolled 3 miles away from the Belichick tree.
All right, so we do have a game tonight, and it's Saturday football in the NFL. It's pretty cool. It's that Washington at Philly. Johnny, what do you think?
Yeah, so we got Eagles 3-point favorites. Eagles got smashed by Arizona 40-17 last week. They did beat the Patriots and Bills a few weeks back. They're still fighting for an NFC title, and this team makes me nervous. They've given up 40 points or more for the third time in the last five games. Anyway, over to the Redskins. They can actually win the NFC East with the win tonight. Who saw that coming? I'm happy for a lot of their fans. They've come a long way. They've got recent wins over the Bears, Buffalo. How about that, Kirk? You like that, Cousins? Yeah, I'm happy for these guys. They're bonding together, playing well as a team. Cousins' quarterback rating last week was 153.7. So, yeah, Redskins are my play tonight and on the money line, too.
Cousins having a great year. Quietly, he has the best completion percentage in football, 70%. And the last Redskin to have the best completion percentage, Sonny Jurgensen in 1970.
That's a while back.
Yeah. So, and they've had some pretty decent quarterbacks come through there, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
I still remember, I was up in Big Bear at my brother-in-law's house, and that Hail Mary, it was about this time of year. I don't know, it was a bowl game.
Staubach?
The kid from Michigan State. Through the Hail Mary.
Oh, that's right, Cousins, yeah.
On the last play of the game. It was, you know, you don't remember a lot of things when you're up in Big Bear because it tends to be a fun weekend, but that was one of them. All right, so then we slide right into that New York Jets trying to sneak their way into the playoffs. It's New England at New York. Johnny, what do you think?
New England at New York. You know, I think these two teams play each other pretty tough all the time. And I like pulling for the Jets. I like the way they play football, but the Patriots are probably the favorite team in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl. What's the line on that game?
Three.
Three? Yeah, I think this is a game I just want to watch.
Tommy?
Yeah, it's hard to bet against the Patriots, you know, just because they still have Tom Brady and they still have the hoodie. And as much as you don't want them to win, they always do. So let's go ahead and take the over in that game because they will score points. You know that they will. I'm looking at an over 45.5. I would play the over, and I'd play it confidently.
Now, Johnny, you mentioned something about you just want to watch that game. Well, you actually can. Here in San Diego, tomorrow morning, Fox is going to give us two games, Carolina at Atlanta and Green Bay at Arizona. And that Green Bay-Arizona game we'll talk about because it probably is the marquee matchup of the weekend. CBS now has that New England at the Jets game. And then after that, they've got a special on Bull Riders. Now, it's not actually Bull Riders riding bulls. It's like the backstories of Bull Riders. So you're going to meet their kids.
Everyone wants that info.
You're going to meet their family. And I'm thinking, you know what? What am I missing? There's 2 weeks left of football. We got to go all summer without football. And if it isn't for my Watch Every Game box, I'm going to watch a Bull Rider special, but not me. I'm going to go to watcheverygame.com. I'm going to put in the code. There's a code. It's radio. Pretty easy. You heard it on the radio. It's radio. And then what we're going to do is we're going to order the box, and we're going to get $50 off with that promo code radio. Yeah, let's run out to Jonathan real quick before the break. Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thank you for having me again this week.
Yeah, you know what? I owed you a call this week, but with the holidays, I got rid of it. I'll give you a call off the air, and we'll figure out if we can help you help other people get some more winners, you know?
Yeah, perfect. This week, I'm actually on the Saturday night game. I'm going to take the Washington Redskins. I love getting points any game I'm going to take. But in this game, the Washington Redskins have a control-your-own-destiny type of situation. The Eagles' defense has been horrendous.
Hey, Jonathan, you know what? Just hold on. We'll come back to you after break. I don't want to take the call away from you. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer, maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sportsbook. All have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first first half or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz, and along with Johnny D.
Ready to roll. Let's
and do it. Tommy.
Hey, sports bettors.
We are covering week 16 of the NFL season. Now, whenever the media discusses Sports Betting Weekly, they also mentioned the public. Our callers are the public. Let's get back out to Jonathan. Jonathan, you were talking about tonight's game with Washington and Philly.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Again, you know, the Redskins are coming in, controlling their own destiny. The Eagles' defense has no rest. They've allowed 40 points for three times in the last five games. Even when they're up, they have no clock management skills. I think they're in turmoil. DeMarco Murray, I think he ran the ball like three times last week.
Twice.
He's their $45 million guy. The whole team is in shambles, and I think when you control your own destiny, you're getting points. I think Kirk Cousins has the potential to put up points. He went for 319, four touchdowns, no interceptions last week against a pretty good Bills defense. So coming into this game, getting points, the division rivalry, I really think the Redskins can win the game outright. And then if you look at just the Redskins versus Eagles, the last three games they've played, they've come down by 3 points. So I think it's going to be a close game either way, no more than a field goal. So I'm really confident in laying all the chips on the Washington Redskins today.
Yeah, I remember watching that Eagles game, and with all his Chip Kelly offense, they had fourth and inches inside the 10 with like 30 seconds left in the first half, and they looked like the Chargers. And they gave it to Ryan Matthews. He missed the hole, bada boom, bada bang, you know. So
it's kind of disappointing, though, because even when they have a lead, they can't close games out because they have no clock management. They could be up 10 points with 3 minutes to go, and they're still running that hurry up offense, and I don't understand it.
Well, think when he was up in Oregon, the clock was such an insignificant part of the game to them because they were marching up and down the field. But this is the NFL. This ain't the Pac-12.
Everybody's on scholarship.
It's a little different bit of a game, and the offenses that they're playing against, their defense can't keep up. I mean, in the NFL, your defense needs – it's very important to get that first down, get your defense on the bench, get them some rest. Because then they're going to go back down. They're playing against NFL-caliber players. They need that rest, and he's not giving it to them. And that's why they've allowed 40 points the last, you know, three times in the last five games. That's kind of a big number. So I'm real confident in taking the Redskins, controlling their own destiny. I think if they win, I think they might lock it up, I think, tonight.
Yeah, so. I think they get a playoff spot if they win. And you gave us a winner last week with the Giants getting the points. So good for you. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Perfect. Thanks
again.
Bye.
Hey, you know what? We got Mo on the phone, so let's get Mo on the horn, and then Marvin's on hold, and Marvin's on my list, and I'm not sure if it's the naughty or nice list, so
I'm sure
we'll have to talk. But Mo, did you have a good Christmas, you and Chase?
Oh, hey fellas, I was just calling about the picking competition down there at the state fair.
Yahoo!
Yeah, you know he's got a lot of people were nice enough to give him toys that make noise.
God bless relatives.
Yeah, disowned all of my family.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
God bless, bro. All right, so Mo, we're gonna keep you on the line, but we're gonna go out to Marvin. As you know, last week, for the second time, and I think three or four weeks, I can tell you exactly when it was. Let's see, what week was it? It was week 9. Week 9, he gave us a cold four teamer with two money line plays. In week 15, he did the same thing. But then he kind of pulled the rug out from us under us on Christmas. Marvin, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
They call it gambling for a reason, don't they?
Huh?
They call it gambling for a reason.
Man, yeah, gambling yesterday was pretty tough, man.
Oh, well, it was brutal.
In the NBA, that's crazy.
And so, Kevin from Party Naked, if you're listening, I owe you one because I sent them over your text.
Oh!
And we were all over the big three. I was all over the big three first quarter, first half. I think I cashed two of like 15 tickets.
Oh, God. Yeah,
and you know what? I figured, well, they can't play that bad the whole game. I'll bet them in the second half. Wrong.
Oh! Well, you know what? That's why I like to stick to my NFL picks sometimes.
There you go. So give us a winner and make it up to us.
This week, we're going to go with, I'll tell you about a bet that it hit this past week at Red Rock Casino that I wasn't on. It was an 8-1 dog. The Lions were a 2.5-point dog. But on a prop bet, he could have took a 8-1, -7.5, they would have hit.
Oh, there you go. Johnny likes those elevated lines. Yeah.
Those prop bets. So I'm going to take the Lions -9 at home against the lowly 49ers with a backup quarterback. If they can go to New Orleans and win, they certainly can beat the 49ers at home by at least 10 points, especially with that defensive line. And I don't know. I know they're 5-19, but I'll take them -10. The Pittsburgh Steelers, if you haven't been listening, I've been taking them in the last 2 weeks, so nothing's going to change today. -10 at Baltimore. Steelers are averaging at least 35 points in the last 5 weeks. And against backup quarterbacks, they're only averaging 15 points offensively. That's a 20-point difference just on the matchup. Give me the Steelers -10. That's an easy one. And I think Monday night we're going to go with the Denver Broncos -3. A.J. McCarron is up against another backup, Brock Osweiler, who's been playing pretty well. I'll take the Broncos -3. I'll also take the over. 40 isn't enough in this game. I think we'll see some points. Give me Denver -3, and those are my four plays. -3, Denver with the over, Pittsburgh -10, and the Lions -9.
All right, buddy. Marvin. Good job, man.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll talk. So, Mo.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Pittsburgh game, because so far Hector and Marvin are on that Pittsburgh game. What do you think?
Well, you know, Baltimore is just decimated with injuries. Pittsburgh has been putting points on the board, and why would they stop now to get into one of the most important stretches of the season? I definitely like Pittsburgh in the game.
Johnny D.
Hey, Pittsburgh's 9-5. They're a very, very dangerous team. You know, they could knock off the Patriots or anybody else in the AFC, and Steelers could be in another Super Bowl with that offense, and their defense is hanging in there.
So Mo, you got any games that are jumping out at you? I know there's a couple. You know, we got the marquee matchup. Now, I'm not sure what you've got on your CBS affiliate, but as I mentioned earlier, we have the special on, and I had to look up the initials because I didn't know what it was, but it's the Professional Bull Riders Association, the PBRA.
Oh. We have, I don't know. I have the NFL package, so I don't know what we have on ours. Games that I like Jacksonville and Oregon. Jacksonville has been playing pretty good as of late. I do like, in the Monday night game, I like Cincinnati.
I think Cincinnati has been playing well. They've got one of the best defensive lines in football. I like Cincinnati on Monday. I also like, I like Carolina and Atlanta. That's a pretty easy one. And there's one other one that was jumping out at me here earlier. Oh, yeah, the same one that Marvin had, San Francisco-Detroit. Detroit put on quite a show last Monday night, and I'd look for them to do it again. And, you know, had you looked at my Twitter feed yesterday for the NBA, you would have gone 4-0. That's all I'm saying.
You know, don't be afraid to give me a call. You got my home number, for heaven's sakes.
Taking Golden State and Cleveland and an under, that took a lot of balls. But, hey, look at that. It was a winner.
I felt so bad because one of our listeners had a five-teamer with all the dogs. And the first game, he had it. And then they went overtime, and they covered in overtime. And another favorite one. He ended up going 4-1. And I think he had absolutely nothing to show for it, which is what parlays are all about, man.
Yes, they are. But you know, this is the time of the year in the NFL where you get some really good games with teams that are playing each other that are looking for playoff spots, and teams that have been way out of it for a long time. And you're going to get some really bad football. So, you know, you got to decide where you want to put your money. Can you put your money on two bad teams, can you take that chance on two good teams? This is a hard time to pick NFL football games when you put money on.
No, and that's exactly why, you know, the public's so important, because you get other people's opinions, and whether they're right or wrong is irrelevant. It just gives you something to think about and maybe an angle that you haven't heard about between the two teams that are playing. Like you said, everybody's playing for jobs at this time of year too. Coaches are playing for jobs. Players are playing for jobs. You know, there's not a lot of opportunity. What's there, 53 spots on a team? Right? And there's 32 teams. That's it. There's a lot more dentists. Herbie the dentist, from the North Pole. So a lot more dentists than there are football players in the NFL.
You look at a game like Indianapolis at Miami. Indianapolis still has an outside chance to make the playoffs to win their division. Miami has nothing to play for. You know, Indianapolis has to find another quarterback this week. Will Matt Hasselbeck survive the game, let alone win it? And if the Colts do, when Andrew Luck is looking to come back in Week 17, so there's a lot of stuff on the line with this game alone, and it's two teams that have really played horribly this year.
Right. No doubt about it. And again, we see a tale of two halves. There are teams that had big aspirations coming into the year. They fell on their face early. Then they got to, you know, are they going to mail it in? Are they going to show up and play for pride? You never know, Mo.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's the NFL. That's why we watch every week.
Yep. That's exactly why they call it gambling. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for calling.
All right, gentlemen.
Thanks, Mo.
So, Johnny, that game, the one he was talking about, the Colts-Miami game, any opinions?
No, not really. I think the Colts lost three in a row, still have an outside shot. The Dolphins had a really rough afternoon in San Diego, getting rocked by the Chargers. They have some good young players. Both of these teams give up a lot of yards through the air, so I'm an over player in the Colts-Dolphins.
Tommy?
As you know, I'm a Colts fan, been a Colts fan since I was seven, and I hate this game. This game is going to be bowling shoe ugly. It's just, you know, backup. Hasselbeck, he's 40, you know. He's a grown man. He's 40. And that's not a good thing when you're an NFL quarterback. He's brittle, 40. I think they signed Art Schleister out of the federal prison this week.
he would call the show. He would call the show.
Put me in, coach.
You know what?
Are you? We're going to get Pete Rose on the line. Let me know.
I don't want to watch. I don't want to bet it. I don't want to give it an opinion on it.
There you go. All right. And so when we look at the, we're done. We had a break. We'll be back at Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. We are in the second half of the show. I am second half Chaz with Johnny D and Tommy. And the second half of the show is always a perfect segment for sixbetsagame.com. Sixbetsagame.com data, first half, second half, quarter. And you know what? This time of year, those are the kind of things that are important, because if you stink, you stink. If you're Cleveland, you've been consistent all year. But you know what we're going to do is we'll talk about that game here in a little bit. Let's get over to that big game, Green Bay at Arizona. Johnny.
Oh, yeah. It's the game of the week. I can't wait for this. You know, I love the Packers, and I've mentioned that on the show many times. But Arizona is a 4.5-point favorite, over under 49. Let's talk about the Packers first. They're 10-4 in the playoffs again. They had a 30-20 win over the Raiders. Eddie Lacy has a rib injury. He only ran for 23 yards rushing last week. He's up and down each week. I don't know how many times they give him the ball or what's going on with Lacy in Green Bay. But the Packers have won three in a row over some kind of weak teams, Oakland, Dallas, and Detroit. But over to Arizona, 12-2. They're going for their ninth straight win, trying to get a first-round bye. They won the NFC West title, rocked Philly 40-17 last week. Carson Palmer, 32 TD passes. That rookie David Johnson had 187 yards rushing last week. No Honey Badger, but I like Arizona. I hate to go against the Packers, but I like the Arizona Cardinals in this game of the week.
Tommy?
The Green Bay has not been a good road team. And if they would have lost to Detroit, if not for an extra down on a kind of a funky penalty on that face mask. Yeah, it probably was a face mask. But, they won on a Hail Mary, the longest Hail Mary to win a game ever. So, if not for that, you know, Detroit wins that game. I'm with Johnny. You know, take the Cardinals minus the 4.5, and they've been scoring a lot of points. The Cardinals 50 is a big number to bet it over. But you know, I like over, and I like over 50 in that game.
Well, you know, anytime it's a 50, it's usually the highest number on the board. And you know my logic, the highest number on the board is probably the best over to play, because they couldn't go any higher. All the money would go the other way. And that's not what Vegas does. Vegas likes to make their money without any risk. And don't get me wrong, in a game like this, if the money is tilting towards Arizona's way, they're going to take Green Bay. But as Tommy mentioned, on the road, and especially against the number in the first half, Green Bay has lost 8 of 10 overall and 8 of 9 on the road.
Strong data.
What are you going to do? All right, the other game that I wanted to look at, we talked about that Pittsburgh-Baltimore game, but I wanted to look a little bit at the New York Giants because of what happened with Odell Beckham Jr. and Minnesota, which is the night game. That's tomorrow night game. That's not a bad matchup, Johnny.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this game, going over and over in my mind about this game. I'm still not sure what to think, though. The G-men still have a shot at the NFC East title without Odell Beckham Jr. They're really going to miss him. He has 32 touchdown catches this year. They did put a big scare in the Panthers last week in one hell of a football game. They've been eliminated from a wild card spot, but they could still get in by winning the division. But, yeah, they have the worst pass defense in the league. And over to Minnesota. Bridgewater and the boys rocked Chicago 38-17. Bridgewater had 5 touchdowns last week, 4 passing and 1 rushing. He did throw for 375 yards against Arizona 2 weeks ago. At rookie wide receiver Stephon Diggs is fun to watch. Yeah, Minnesota laying 5. I still have not figured out what I want to do with this game. For now, I'm just going to leave it alone for right now. The Giants are a dangerous team, but I don't know.
Tommy.
You know, I'd like to get a weather report before I bet this game because they play outside at Gopher Stadium, the Vikings, and it is going to be, you know, December 27th in Minnesota. If it's 3 degrees, it stinks playing football when it's 3 degrees. It hurts to hit anybody. It favors offense over the defense because offense can cut and they know where they're cutting, where the defense don't. If I was going to play anything on this game, I would take the Vikings minus the 6.5.
Yeah, I got the Vikings in the pool, but there are some trends for the overs. Anytime all the teams have overs, it usually means a couple things. One is their defenses aren't that good. And if you saw what the Giants did last week, that the beginning of the game, that was just a total tale of two halves. But both of them ended up with a winner if you had the over, so... And then Monday night, Cincinnati at Denver. Now, we talked about that game a little bit, Johnny, but break it down one more time.
Yeah, the Monday night game, another one of the best games on the board this week. The Broncos, they're 10-4. They could still win home field through the playoffs or maybe not even make the playoffs if they screw up. They're off a couple of losses to Oakland and the Steelers. The Bengals are playing for first round bye, trying to give Andy Dalton a little more time to heal. A.J. McCarron did okay. He was 15-21, threw for a touchdown. Bengals are 11-3. They're one of my money line plays of the week. I'll take the Bengals in the points Monday night over the Broncos. Bengals plus 3.5.
Tommy.
I love it. I do like the Bengals. I think they're one of the top 4 teams of football. I wish they had Andy Dalton, but they don't. But McCarron's a smart kid. Those that don't know about it, he's actually a Rhodes Scholar candidate when he was at Alabama. Smart kid. He's not going to beat you. He's not going to throw a lot of stupid picks. And if they can hand it off to Giovanni Bernard and to Hill. Exactly. 50 times they can control the clock, and their defense is stout. Take the Bengals.
Well, it's funny because Johnny, anytime Johnny D mentions the word money line, you should have an alert going off on your phone or your radio. Your car should pull over and make you pay attention because last week, of course, he nailed it again. But I want to give him some kudos because he said that's what they were going to do because last week was the kid's first start, and sure enough, they went 20 minutes without a pass. They didn't throw the ball until the second quarter.
It looked like Oklahoma in the 80s.
Yeah, bang, bang, bang.
Who's their offensive coordinator? Hugh Jackson, the old Raiders head coach? Yeah, he's not going to let McCarron screw up. He'll have the right plays called for this kid. They're waiting for Dalton to get back.
Now, we're trying to get through to our Seattle Seahawks hotline with Sloppy. But, there's a game there. They're giving 14 points. It's St. Louis at Seattle. It's one of the 3 late games tomorrow. St. Louis and Seattle, 13.5, Johnny.
Hey, how about Todd Gurley in the Pro Bowl? I think I read that this the Seahawks are in. This game doesn't mean anything to them making the playoffs. And over to the Rams, you know, they're still playing hard, and that's a lot of points in this game. I'm leaning towards St. Louis and 13.5, 14, whatever it is.
Tommy.
I'm with Johnny. It's the Rams have traditionally played the Seahawks tough.
Beat them earlier this year.
Yeah, I think they beat them two or three times in a row outright. And okay. I'm sure they were getting points in every single one of those games.
Yeah, I think Sloppy said it's one of those matchups, because, you know, he follows a little closer than most people, that when they're in Seattle, St. Louis wins, and then we're in St. Louis, Seattle wins, or something like that, you know?
13.5 is a lot of points. You know what? 19.5 sounds even better if you can find another team to tease it with. So take a look at that.
I might help you there.
There you go. There you go. Yeah,
talk,
you know,
after the show.
The funny part, last week they were a big winner for me, and it was against the Cleveland. So what happened was, at the end of the game, Manziel's in.
The Cleveland sucks.
Yeah, and what happened, as I told Vic, I said, just so you know, this guy's good for an interception. And that's exactly what Johnny Manziel did. He tried to make something out of nothing. You know, that worked in college, but in the NFL, as you said, Tommy, they're all on scholarship.
Everybody's on scholarship.
Doesn't always work real well. Another game that we didn't talk about, Chicago at Tampa Bay. Again, it means nothing. And to break down, Johnny, you mentioned Seattle. Here's what we've got. The Panthers, 14-0. Cardinals, 12-2. Packers, 10-4. That is the NFC. Those are guys that are in. The wild card, the Seahawks are in. They're 9-5, but they're in the Cardinals division, so they're not catching the Cardinals because they're three games back with two games to play. Vikings are also 9-5. Redskins have right now the NFC lead for their division at 7-7. Eagles and Giants at 6-8 are right behind them. And believe it or not, the Falcons are in the hunt at 7-7. But as much money as they've taken from people this year, there should be some rules against that. On the AFC side, Patriots, they have the Z, and the Z means they're sleeping the first week. They don't even have to watch. Bengals are 11-3. Patriots are 12-2. Broncos are 10-4. Texans are 7-7. So the Broncos are 10-4 in the AFC, but they don't have any kind of initial next to their name because they have not clinched, where the Packers are 10-4, but they've already got a playoff spot. Texans, again, 7-7. This year, what's going to happen is somebody's going to be left outside that's got a winning record, and somebody's going to be in the playoffs that doesn't or has a worse record.
Yeah, it seemed like the Jets could win out and not make the playoffs. The Broncos started out with 6-7-0. If they don't win the division, they're not going to make the playoffs.
Let's look at that Chicago-Tampa Bay game.
Chicago-Tampa Bay. Yeah, this won't take long. Bears have lost three straight. You know, Cutler's up and down a lot. But Tampa Bay, they've lost two in a row. They missed the playoffs. Young team on the right track. Lovie Smith going up against his old team. The Bucs could get to 500 if they win their last two games for the first time in many years. I'm pulling for the Tampa Bay Bucs. I like the Bucs laying the three on Sunday over the Bears.
Tommy.
You know what? I think the Bears could do just enough to beat the Bucs. The Bucs aren't world beaters, obviously. Not that the Bears are, but I think their offense is a little bit more evolved at this point, and that might be a nice money line bet. Because if you think they'll cover by 3.5, they could probably win the game. And I might take the Bears plus the 165 on the money line.
Yeah, the Bears have been covering the game on this sixbetsagame.com trends is all overs in the first half. Chicago's been over 3 of 4 overall and 4 of 5 on the road. Tampa Bay over the last two, but over 6 of 8 at home. And, you know, when you've got young quarterbacks, the home field is important. So we'll be back. Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. Championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football
Baseball Life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autograph footballs. Championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbook all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz in the house. We've got Johnny D.
right here with you.
And Tommy.
Hey-o.
Steve's on the board. Steve is still working. I gave him a wish list. You know, it's the last show of 2015 for us. New Year's is Friday. So when we come back, it'll be week 17 in the NFL. We will actually know who is going to be in the national championship game as well, because those four games are New Year's Eve. Let's talk about a couple things. One is our wish list for the new year. I'm going to get Steve working on making some calls. I want to get Charlie Sheen and Pete Rose. I don't expect them to be able to come in. You know, who knows where they are. But a phone call from those two, those would make great guests, I think, on the show. I really believe Charlie Sheen can go 16-0. You know, he's probably talking to the goddesses, right?
Is that yes.
What, the goddesses will help him in those picks. But we've got, yeah, so what do you think about the whole four games, or the four teams, the two games, which is Clemson, Oklahoma, and Michigan State, Alabama, Johnny, on New Year's Eve?
Okay, yeah, it's pretty damn exciting stuff. New Year's Eve, Michigan State Spartans playing Alabama. Crimson Tide, 9.5-point favorite. Alabama's 12-1. They've won 10 straight. They lost to Ole Miss in September. They've got the Heisman Trophy winner, Derrick Henry. He carried the ball 90 times in the last two games. No doubt he'll be busy against the Spartans, but I'm not sold on Jake Coker. They've averaged 34 points a game and allowed only 14 points per game. But over to Michigan State. I have so much respect for this program. I love watching the Spartans play. They're 12-1 on the season, 1-point loss in Nebraska. Connor Cook is expected to be back at 100%. He's 34-4 as a starter, 71 touchdown passes. Yeah, I like Michigan State. I'll take the 9.5 in this game Well, what do you think, Tom?
Well, as you know, I'm a Bucks fan, and they lost to Michigan State. Michigan State was the better team that night. I'm not if they play 10 times, maybe the Bucks win 7, but that night they were better. 9.5 is a lot of points. Alabama, though, is a good team, and they tend to rise to the occasion in these games. It's a game that I love one side, and it's the over, 46.5. I absolutely love that. I think it's going to be a 60-point game. They're going to score 60 between them, and I think it's going to be an exciting game, and it might come down to the wire. It might come down to another field goal to win it.
Hey, one thing I heard, maybe you can confirm this. You know, Derrick Henry, Heisman Trophy winner, is going to be running the ball a lot. I think Michigan State held Zeke Elliott to like 40 yards the whole game.
Well, he only had 12 carries.
That was the game. Yeah. Where he, remember, he lashed out through the media.
Yeah, okay. It's all coming
what,
back.
What
to
did
me
they
now.
Do the next week? Like 42?
Yeah, they gave. Yeah, and he had 246 and a couple long touchdowns. Yeah, they were out coached by D'Antonio in that game, and it's one to grow on.
The thing: a couple things that are jumping out to me. One is, I don't know why they have these New Year's Eve. I think these are New Year's Day games. I think that's when they should be. That extra day, I don't see how it could change anything with the amount of money that they bring in with this playoffs anyway. But I'm just not a big fan of playing these big games on New Year's Eve, because New Year's Day is really supposed to be what it's all about. That being said, remember when we did our blush party, and by the way, save the date. I totally spaced the save the date. 116, January 16, 2016. So 116-016, we are going to be back at Blush helping We Party Naked. Kevin and Taylor are putting something together for those Saturday NFL games, which will be the second round, right? So the wild card games will be over.
The divisional round.
It'll be those teams that had the bye. Some of them will play, I think there's, four teams play Saturday, four teams play Sunday. So two games on Saturday. So we're going to do the same thing. Well, that brings back all the memories of the fun time. I still can't get those Bud Light girls to call me back, but you know what? It won't be the first time that that's happened. It won't be the last. But remember, all these teams played that day. We got to see Clemson. OU was off because
They'd already played Michigan.
Yeah, Oklahoma. They were off.
Yeah, they were done.
They didn't. They don't have a game. Who else was there? We saw Michigan State squeak by Iowa.
Northern Iowa.
Yeah, we saw Alabama. Alabama, remember in the second half, they just turned it up. Yep. They just turned it on. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't know. I just don't think that the Michigan State, think of what they've done in the last 3 years. Nothing but W's, nothing but covers. They got, 30-something and 4. I mean, just incredible numbers, and they're getting 9.5 points. I don't see it. I just don't get it.
Hey, how about that other game? You ready?
Oklahoma-Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson's ranked number one in the country, but the Sooners are favored in this game. Oklahoma by 4, over under 64. The Tigers are 13-0. Their quarterback, Deshaun Watson, is unreal. He's got to be the leading candidate for the Heisman Trophy next year. He's rushed for almost 900 yards and thrown for over 3,300. But over to Oklahoma, 11-1. Their only loss was that shocker to Texas. They've won 7 in a row. They're averaging 52 points per game. I love their quarterback, Baker Mayfield. And running backs are great. And Sterling Shepard, if you don't know the story about this wide receiver, he reminds me a lot of Amari Cooper. His dad played at Oklahoma, went to the NFL for a few years, came back as a coach at OU, and was killed in an accident when Sterling was a young kid. Bob Stoops brought this kid in, let him hang with the team, walked the team out on the field. This kid, Shepard, grew up as a Sooner. I just like the story here. I like Bob Stoops. I remember they rocked Alabama a few years ago in a bowl game.
Could you have me one of those tissues, man? This is tough.
All right, yeah, I like Oklahoma. I'm a Sooners guy, Sooners and Spartans on New Year's Eve.
Tommy.
Yeah, the Sooners, they have played well, but they can throw in a bomber. I mean, they lost to Texas, and Texas isn't as bad as Cleveland, but, you know, they're pretty bad, and they lost to them in the Red River Shootout. So that means they can't throw in a clunker. They had a tough fight against West Virginia, who's not also not very good, but although they could score. This over is 64.5, which is I'm never going to tell anybody to bet an over when it's 64.5, but that's it's too close to call for me to take a side on this game. And although I will, because that's what I do, I tend
eventually
to dance.
I
tend to dance every dance.
You will take a side,
but right now I can't enthusiastically give out a winner in this game because I don't want anybody to waste their money.
Well, let me ask you: could you mention the 60-ish for the first game?
Yeah,
I don't even know if that's in the order, because now this is the first game, New Year's Eve. The first game we talked about is actually the later game. It's an 8 o'clock start Eastern. But my question for you is, between these two teams, 64 seems almost like it's a lower number. I was expecting maybe one of those Baylor numbers. You know,
like
74, 82, somewhere in that range.
Sooners have averaged 52 points a game the last seven.
About that. Seven games. 350 plus points.
Even if they score 50, then Clemson's got to score 14.
Right. Now, you know, I remember watching that Clemson team, that blush for the, was it ACC championship? Yeah. And they scored points. The kid is good. Don't get me wrong, he wasn't the Heisman Trophy winner this year. Like you said, for next year, he's sitting pretty. He was in New York, and you're going to New York, you're pretty good shape. But they moved the ball. They really did move the ball.
I think your top wide receiver might be out too for the Clemson Tigers, but
so let's look at our sponsor, Championship Football. So that's another thing I want to do in this the last little bit of the time we've got in our last show of 2015 is to thank some of our sponsors. I'm telling you right now, my diet will never be the same, and it all started when we were at Fox Sports Grill. Vicky was at the bar talking to Julie, the bartender, and she ordered what she thought was the seared ahi. It turned out it was the ahi pokey, and she knows that I'll eat anything. So she gave it to me, and I have been hooked ever since. But I do want to thank Lul and Jason and Dan and Ben and Julie and all the waiters and the waitresses that helped us because we had so much fun. We're actually looking to replicate that environment, which is really taking a sports book environment because there's nothing more exciting, guys, than being in a sports book. I don't care how hungover you are. The energy is incredible, and it's just so much more energy than you're going to find in a normal sports bar. But we're looking to do that this year. We're hoping to maybe do some games at Blush. We got a few other people that we're talking to that we're going to, you know, set up shop in the bar and basically give everybody action in the bar, hand out prizes. And Tommy, you were there for most of them. I don't know. Do we have any nights that it wasn't fun?
No, not even the Jacksonville game with
the ugly uniforms. Yeah, the mustard.
Even that game was exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And we did. But again, the house does well, Johnny D, with those point spreads, don't they, to keep those games close?
Gosh. Tell me about it.
It's amazing. I know that you know, in one game Johnny needed a field goal. He needed a field goal. He had three chances for a field goal. He couldn't get a field goal. It's sometimes you wonder if they got a crystal ball or something, you know.
It's crazy. It's
amazing. But yeah, so the Championship Football, so they're our sponsor. They have done a Michigan State football, they've done an Alabama football, they've done an Oklahoma football. The only football they haven't done is a Clemson football. So I got to think Michigan State would be a good winner for them. Alabama as well. You know, their fans are passionate. But Oklahoma, I think, is our wild card. I think if OU somehow beats Clemson and doesn't throw in one of those clunkers, they got two games, because they could definitely, if you could throw 50 points on the board, you're going to be tough to beat. I don't care.
Most of the time.
You know, heck, yesterday in basketball, if you could have got 50, it would have been tough to beat. All right, Johnny, finish it up. 2015, last thoughts.
Hey, top picks for this weekend, fellas. I like the Kansas City Chiefs, Pittsburgh Steelers, Arizona. Moneyline, two-team parlay here. I like the Redskins tonight and the Bengals. And Happy New Year, everybody. Make it your best year ever, 2016.
Tommy?
I like Oklahoma.
Happy New Year. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.